And they're actually from Washington. And I said they were from the Bay Area, but they're from Washington State. And that is off the Washington State Duo's debut self-titled albums, released September 2019. And Sway Wild are currently on tour. They're in New York City tonight at Rockwood Music Hall. And here in our area Saturday, tomorrow, the 9th, at Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. That is going to be a fine show. So if you're in the area, go check out Sway Wild tomorrow, Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. That is a Ryan D. Music Savage show recommendation. All right. It's the top of the hour here, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, serving Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. And I'm going to... Where are we heading? Oh, yes. Speaking of tomorrow, I will be heading with my better half to Rhode Island to see an amazing double bill, Death Cab for Cutie and Postal Service, both bands featuring, of course, Ben Gibbard, and both those albums are celebrating their 20th anniversary. They are going to be celebrating Transatlanticism and Give Up, both of those released Transatlanticism October 2003 and Give Up on February of 2003. And I'm going to play you something from each of those albums, kicking it off with Death Cab for Cutie. This is the third and final single from that album. It's called Title and Registration, Music Savage. I felt like dancing. Did you feel like dancing? Because I was dancing, and it was because of that set. Gorillaz right there with Cracker Island. Track features Thundercat. It's the title track off of the UK band's eighth studio album. It's released February 2023 on Parlophone Records. One of my favorite albums of the year so far. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Heads Will Roll, second single off the New York City Trio's third album. It's Blitz, released March 2019. Ghostland Observatory up out of that with Heavy Heart. It's taken off the Austin, Texas duo's third album, Robotic Majestic. And that was released February 2008 on their own label, Trashy Moped. Postal Service up out of that with Such Great Heights, lead single off the duo's one and only album, Give Up, celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. It was released February 2003 via Sub Pop. Now, they are a duo, but that band does feature the ever-so-wonderful Jenny Lewis, who is on tour with them for the Death Cab Postal Service tour. So Jenny is part of the band, and that makes me very happy. Death Cab for Cutie kicking off that sale with Title and Registration, third and final single off of their fourth studio album, Transatlanticism, was released October 2003. Both albums celebrating the 20th anniversary. They are on tour together, and tonight, Death Cab and Postal Service are at Cross Insurance Arena in Portland, Maine. Tomorrow, the show that I will be at, they are at Ryan Center in Rhode Island, appropriately named. I should probably look into if that's owned by me. And then next week, they have two shows here in Boston, September 12th and 13th at MGM Music Hall Fenway. It's going to be a really, really good time. All right, it is time for some new music. It's New Music Friday. These albums are out today. I'm going to kick it off with a wonderful track from an up-and-coming Nashville-based musician. Debut album is out today. Her name is Jobi Riccio, and I'm going to play you the title track from her brand new album, kicking off New Music Friday right now. Enjoy.
I've been trying to swallow the sun. I've been running from the morning every night. The seasons cycle through in their colors, and I'm somewhere between a woman and a child. I've been having dreams where I'm flying, flying underneath the prairie moon. The weed stretches out like an ocean, and I know I won't be coming home soon. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling of time spinning past. I got whiplash and the cars won't slow. No, they only continue to crash. But I thought cowboys were brave, and he went running off like a coyote, running with his tail between his legs. He's probably downtown drinking up the neon, pouring his best line into a glass, smiling a smile he saw in a movie. But cardboard charms are not built to last. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling of time spinning past. shells under his ground. Come back, Mr. Bones, to the crab shack we call home. If I gave in, we'd have today. What more were we gonna have anyway?
Down, we lay it on the line. Where are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby? If the words don't come, you take a little time. Are you gonna run? Are you gonna gonna go. your feelings show? Are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby? If our time is done, you pull away so slow. Are you gonna run? Are you gonna run from the baby?
Everything is changing, but I don't grow.
Tell me though, if you know.
Never mind, I have a midnight show. Red sky at night, I drift through the moors. I see a young man, I like how he moves. Speak his language, but that is fine. I'm not understood nearly all of the time.
Some great new stuff, new music Friday sets. That Soda Blonde you just heard, Midnight Show. Single appears on the Dublin Band's sophomore album, Dream Big, which is out today. Low Cut Connie up into that, Are You Gonna Run? That's the lead single off the South Philadelphia Musicians' eighth album. It's called Art Dealers, out via Contender Records. Tour kicked off last night at the Sinclair, so Lil Connie was here last night, and it ends in Pittsburgh October 15th. You can go to lilconnie.com for all dates and info for his fall tour. Kristen Hirsch up into that with Miss Ha Ha. There's no denying whenever you hear a Kristen Hirsch song that that is, in fact, Kristen Hirsch. Second single off of the Throwing Muses frontwoman's 11th solo album, Clear Pond Road, out via Fire Records. And there's also no escaping her stare when you see her live. She'll be staring you down, or something down. It's mesmerizing. Alison Russell up ahead of that with her very, very Irene Cara-inspired single. Stay Right Here is the second single from Russell's, and there's nothing wrong with that. Not at all. It's off of her second solo album, The Returner, which is out today on Fantasy Records. She's playing the Fresh Grass Festival in North Adams September 22nd and returns to our area for the Returner Tour December 7th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. You going to be there? You should. And kicking off New Music Friday with Joby Riccio. Whiplash, title track off of the Nashville-based musician's debut album out today, Yep Rock Records. And 2023 has been a big year for Riccio. She made her debut at the Newport Folk Festival this year, and I got to see her, and spectacular. And she received the second annual John Prine Songwriter Fellowship Award because she's that dang good. Go out and get yourself some new albums today, my friends, like my friend Kirsten, who just picked up the Alison Russell album. It is time for Hot Takes. It's the last set of the show. I can't believe it's already here. Yes, I say that every week. Hot Takes every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time over on MusicSavage.com. The three of us put out our favorite songs and videos sent to us throughout the week, and we want them to be your favorites. You get a little taste of it right here on this show. I'm going to kick it off with this band from Utah. They're called The Moss, and this is a fantastic new single called The Place That Makes Me Happy. Hot Takes set, Music Savage Show.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Psychedelics on my dresser. You know I love getting scared in the woods. Last time I swear I saw my own body decomposing, and I felt so alone. But I don't wanna go home. I will find somewhere that makes me happier than this. For the place that makes me right. My baby got a twist like you've never seen. Shaking her ass in the grass, she's a dancing queen. Swimming in the river, smoking blood in the bushes, making love underwater like a couple of fishes. And I don't wanna go because I know the condition. No, I don't. For the place that makes me right. Place that makes me right.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes you find yourself with someone just for a moment. Sometimes you find yourself alone for longer than that. Stay up with no friends, you can crash on the couch now. I used to love the city even though it's a cash cow. Find your favorite bar and hope that no one's in the joint. Cause we're just a couple of tricks.
I have to
you know the son of Daft Punk means. Played you some great music around the world. I'm back in song. Hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. Anyway, with the hot takes, you just heard great stuff from Liza Ann. Shania Twain is making me cry. New single released today off of Liza's upcoming album Utopian, out November 3rd. Hoover 3 with The Ship That I Sail, second single off the LA-based band's brand new album Point on October 13th. Rainbow Girls with City Slickers, lead single off the California Trio's upcoming fully crowdfunded album Welcome to Wherever. Welcome to Whatever. It's out December 4th. Divorce, up into that with Scratch Your Metal. They're a band from Nottingham, and they just signed to Gravity and EMI. And it's off their newly announced EP, Heavy Metal, out November 17th. And Moss kicking off that set with The Place That Makes Me Happy. Off the Utah-based band's, it's a single that was released this past Wednesday. And the headline tour brings them to our area December 1st, the Sinclair in Cambridge. I've been Ryan D., Music Savage Show here in WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM. Southern Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I want you to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. I am traveling next week, and my very good friend, yours truly, Music Savvy Show's favorite, Kirsten, will be covering. She has a great show in store for you. She always does. And I'll be back the following week, so do tune in. Kirsten's show next week. Jack is up next with Jangle Heaven, one of my favorite shows here. Take care of yourselves. Call your friends and call your parents. Tell them you love them. Tell them you miss them. It's my advice. And have a great weekend. See you kids in 2 weeks. Again, Kirsten's up next week. And Jack and Jangle Heaven's up next. It's Ryan D. signing off.